Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Walk down to the village and have lunch.
That's an awkward beginning to the pod.
Well, it just shows how nice I am and how when I suggest things, you always turn them down. This holiday, this...
But do they need to know what we're going to do pretty soon? Yes, you do, listeners. Yes, you do.
It's lunchtime. It's the day after. The whole group section is now shut down.
Yeah.
And Sweden are out.
Yes, they are. It was a kind of entertaining game from the ambience.
We went to the game. Quite a good system, actually. You got into the town, into the Nice city centre, and then there was like, then you had to buy a bus ticket, €3, and then that was like maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes out to the, to a bus stop. Got out there and walked in the heat.
Yeah, it was quite a long walk.
Yeah.
And I think the plan was like everybody would have this march songs and stuff. That happened in the buses.
Yeah.
And then when you walked to Sault Ste., oh, we can't be singing like in the 40-degree heat like this. No.
Yeah, it was incredibly hot. Beautiful, beautiful stadium, actually.
Very
really,
nice.
Really liked it, yeah. And again, you know, you've got Belgian fans in there with you, a couple, you know. You've sort of got almost Swedes, yeah. Most Belgians, but there are mixtures, you know. And then after the game, you're walking you walk something like 3,000 metres, 3 kilometres, doesn't sound much, but you've just lost and you're knocked out, so it's a bit depressing. But yeah, Sweden, I think they played well. I think they missed quality in the last third.
Yeah.
And also just that bit of luck, you know?
Mm.
That thing where it comes off a knee and it falls to a player. Or, you know, for example, Berg gets it. He takes a touch and shoots rather than letting it go past. I think they played with a bit of fear.
Yeah, still. I think it was still a better game than the Italy game and Ireland game. I think Sweden really tried more, had a bit more intensity to the game. But, you know, it's just a little bit quality lacking.
Yeah, but weirdly, watching that game, the first 6 minutes, Sweden had one massive chance.
Yeah.
It's a great save. And then they had a couple of half chances. Then after 6 minutes, we watched the clock. The next 10 minutes, Belgium were just absolutely all over them.
It looked like they're going to score any time.
Yeah,
De Bruyne had a great first half.
Yeah, he did. He went missing in the second half, actually.
The whole team was missing,
yeah.
I would say.
I think that would be the biggest worry for Belgium is getting consistency, getting two halves, you know, because they were pretty impressive in the first half.
Yeah, but then second, you can't see them being, you know, the favourites. If they play like that, because it's just something is lacking in the second half for me. I mean, they didn't look like they were rock solid either. Like Italy, even in the second half we came up against them, it didn't really look like we're gonna score, you know. It looked like, all right, we'll settle for draw here,
yeah,
and hopefully we'll draw against Belgium or win and that'll put us through. So against Italy, we never looked like scoring in second half, not as much as we did against Belgium. The second half started off well, 15 first minutes, we won every second ball. Yeah. And that's what you need in those kind of games. So you have to win the second balls against the superior team.
I think when you're lacking quality, you've got to chase those balls down and get the knockdowns, yeah.
Yeah, and work in the goal. But as we said, it just... And then the high kick, they say it was a high kick on Berg. Well, we weren't robbed by that, but it could have let it go, maybe. Yeah. And that would have changed the game if we had 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is quite classic Sweden in this tournament is, that could have changed the game. That could have, you know, if we did. And you don't win tournaments because of that, you know.
No. Over the course of the three games, I don't think we deserve to go through.
No, I think I think it's a classic tournament. If they could start again, they would do things differently. They would have... I think they lacked intensity in the Ireland game.
Yeah, you know? Definitely, around the least.
You know, and then, again, Italy... I thought Italy were very good. You know, they controlled the game. A bit naive, not bringing him down. And then I thought Belgium could have been 3 or 4 nil up. But then Sweden could have easily have, you know...
Either taken the lead in the second half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and end of Zlatan. That's it.
Yeah. Bit awkward when... he did applaud the fans this time, but they actually...
But he doesn't... No. He come to the fans. He stays outside the edge of the box. He doesn't come up.
No, but against Italy, Swedish fan here got ballistic. He didn't come up to them and applaud them. I said, listen, I don't care about that. This is the last game. I thought he would go a little bit more closer to the fans. And then, as he's walking off the field, the only one, by the way, the first one, they have this announcement that it's his last international career. They don't do that for players usually. I mean, people retire all the time. And they had that for him and playing like the best of Zlatan kind of on the screen. Yeah. He's not even there.
Yeah, the Swedish fans are piling out.
Yeah, it was just really awkward.
Well, even in the pre-match, they do this, you know, the song Jump Around.
Oh, wow.
They get everyone to do that. But then they've got like a Swedish fan, like cheerleader guy, and then a Belgian. And they go, right, we're going to have a noise-o-meter. We're going to have a competition now. Are you ready, Swedish fans? And then, just as he was about to make his...
And nobody's really caring about him to start with.
The Belgium team run out.
Yeah.
So the Swedes go... And he's going, come here now, Sverige, come here now.
And he just got overshadowed by boos. But it wasn't up towards him, but he couldn't have thought anything else. He sees his anxiety in the big screen. He's like, oh, not the big screen, the bigger screen.
And then after the game, we walked back, and you met a Belgium fan who had been in Brazil.
Yeah, he's been there. He's been also all the games here, and he's staying on as well.
You felt he was trying to say goodbye to you a few times, but he was quite freaked out by your knowledge of Belgium.
Yeah, he was a little worried. He was like, yeah, why do you know so much about Belgium? I was like, no, I just like football. And it was, I think, when I mentioned the injured players weren't in the squad, they started like, oh, you really like Belgium? I was like, no, I liked them for a while. So, yeah. So, but it's still a good team, but we'll see how far that takes them.
We watched Portugal, Hungary.
What a game.
Yeah, it was one of those games of the tournaments, actually, where you, every now and again, those games come up and it's just end to end.
Yeah,
you know, 3 or 4 goals in 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, end of first half, they equalise, and then like in 15 minutes, it's 4 goals. It's just insane. Good fun. And Ronaldo, 2 good goals, really kind of showed that I'm not one of those guys who headed out of the tournament without scoring a goal and without having impact.
And footage of him, we've seen the footage where he's walking along the lake with the team and somebody runs up with a microphone. He grabs the microphone, throws it in the lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that will help his popularity, I'm sure. So Portugal go through, but they don't go through top of the group.
No.
Yeah,
they go to third.
Yeah,
I mean, they're one of the last teams qualified as best third because they drew all the games.
Let's review those games and then we'll look at the draw for the next round. But so Iceland in the 94th minute,
Amazing story.
If you haven't seen it, we've put it up on Facebook. The Icelandic commentary is just... If you imagine watching a porno, you don't really have to imagine so much a deal. And just putting the speed up really fast. It's like that. It's like... It's brilliant.
What kind of pornos do you watch, mate?
Icelandic.
Okay, all
right. So
that's very specific. Yeah. That's very specific.
Mate, I like the volcanoes.
Oh wow! The eruption, you mean?
Yeah. So yeah, sensational that they're through.
The eruption, or
sensational?
Yeah, it is sensational. Still, that's my country topping the group. I mean, that's crazy.
More
door.
It's bigger than Chelsea. 300,000. Chelsea is bigger than. The actual area of Chelsea is bigger than Iceland.
And the only player they produce is John Terry, which is what's that word? So he's a arsehole? Yeah.
Okay, right. So that was some late drama, and then there's late drama in the Italian island game.
Yeah,
Brady popping up to score. Beautiful moment with Roy Keane and Martin O'Neill, at each other and hugging. And
have you seen Roy Keane being that bloody happy for
the only time ever? He was that happy. He was in Alfie Haaland's test.
I knew you were going to say, oh, that's terrible. That's a horrible thing to say.
I said it. That's the kind of person I am. I'm not afraid to say stuff that you're thinking I'm going to say. Yeah.
You didn't say that. You didn't say what I'm thinking now.
So now Ireland go through. Shall we look at the next round?
It
really does open up one side. You know, like... you're on this side, you've got tomorrow, the 25th of June, which is tomorrow, Switzerland, Poland, 3 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock, Wales, Northern Ireland. And then 9 o'clock, Croatia, Portugal.
That's a good round on that side.
Do you think the extra day will play a part there? Or would
I think they're in the tournament now. We can't start complaining about stuff like this.
Yeah. So that's the 25th. You'd probably say there's six teams there who
are surprised.
Who may not have thought they were going to get through.
No, yeah.
But with this tournament, six of the fuckers have got through, you know? And then you go for Saturday, it's France, Ireland, and then Germany, Slovakia at 6 o'clock, and then Hungary, Belgium at 9 o'clock. And then on the Monday, it's the Monday night, isn't it? It's Italy, Spain.
Great game.
6 o'clock. And then 9 o'clock, England, Iceland. Sensational.
So.
And I, as a Swedish fan for these last 10 days, I kind of feel they haven't done everything to get to the party. I feel they'll be disappointed, actually.
But I feel like everybody now. Like 5-6 years ago, or 10 years ago, who was saying like, we need to change this fucking coach to Hamrén. Wow, nobody is saying that today. I mean, they won't say, no, I was one.
There was quite an awkward moment with Hamrén when he came over, and everyone was like, the cheering kind of went up.
Yeah.
And he did this kind of heart thing and held his
hand. Then everybody started saying Zlatan's name.
No, and Zlatan was behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
awkward, because he's finishing now as well.
Seizure? That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
He thought it was like bye-bye.
I know. I was just...
So the new coach comes in. He's from Norrköping. He's had success last season.
Probably go back to a little how we played before, I would guess. More team, kind of team-oriented. Won't be as good as Lagerbäck, but we fucked that up. He should have been our coach for 25 years. He wasn't, because... we fucked it up. Media fucked it up, and the people that watch 5 games a year fucked it up. There was no...
How many games do they play a year? They must only play 5.
No, just generally.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying generally. People who watch no games have opinions of who to be the head coach of Sweden. Wow.
Okay. But when you say we're going to go back to the old thing, what tactics have they actually got at the moment?
No, but I mean, Hamrén is trying to build a team where we have one star player, and we just hope that'll be it. And he tries to play some kind of football, but it never works.
But that's not his fault. If they can't.
Oh, he's completely.
Yeah, no, but I mean, tactically, I don't see this whole. You haven't told me what his tactics
are. I think his tactics literally are when you guys are pressured, give the ball to Zlatan.
There was a lot of times yesterday in that game where
you didn't have to give it to Zlatan.
Yeah, exactly. There's a few, like, shoot, and you pass it. Yeah.
Forsberg played like he's the most terrified little
hobbit
on the planet. He had several chances to either take your man, have a shot, pass somebody else. And the only thing he did, whenever he got the ball, looked up, there's Zlatan giving the ball. There was a couple of times when Zlatan is in front of you, he can go inside the pitch and you can go down a byline. Nah, give it to Zlatan. Martin Olsson did it. Forsberg did it. The only body I thought didn't do it was Ekdal.
Yeah.
Ekdal was the only who played. And when he played Zlatan, he actually played him from midfield to get the ball up to striker.
Yeah.
That's the only time he did it. Rest of the whole team does it. So I'm literally thinking that Hamrén has just made every effort he can to keep Zlatan happy. And then he's not a tactician. And I think in club football, he tries to play a bit more football than maybe Lagerbäck does. But as we said many times on the pod as well, at club football, you can buy a players to suit your style of play. You can't do it in a national team. So I think Lagerbäck should have been a coach for 50 years until he died. That should have been our coach.
Were you so vocal about Lagerbäck back then?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I was not an unwelcome club. I thought it was absolutely insane to sack a manager who's peppered us with success. I mean, for me, that is success. We qualify for all tournaments except for one. We go through the group stage from all except for one. And that happened under Hamrén. Under Lagerbäck, how much success do you want? We go through to the championship. It wasn't that easy to qualify as it is now. We go through to the championship and we go past a group stages. And people are saying that we've got Anders Svensson and Zlatan, we should win the World Cup. They should all get shot. Who think that?
Why is it so hard on these people?
Because it's annoying. Because I got so much stick when we were younger for being a Lagerbäck fan.
Oh, you crack me up. There's people trolled on Twitter for being One Direction fans and Bieber fans. And you were your family was abused.
Yeah,
you
abused.
You were spat on. You were like
kicked.
Lagerbäck
kicked.
But me, I can't understand his tactics because because for 5 minutes
give it to Zlatan.
Yeah, but for 5 minutes they play this kind of full press, right? And then they stop.
Yes.
And then they start playing a passing game. And then they play long ball.
It's a lot of long ball. And the funny part is, the only time we didn't play, like, Martin Olsson was instructed apparently to stop passing the ball, just hoof it to Zlatan. That was his instruction. Him, Granqvist was our player who took on the most players during the game. I mean, he was apparently instructed that are going to run with the ball.
Who said that?
I mean, Hamrén must have instructed him that, but Granqvist ran. I mean, I don't know how many runs he made.
Yeah, but that
it was
that's
okay.
Not
no.
That's not anything from.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He's picking the ball out. He picks the ball up. He thinks,
But he did it so often. You start thinking. You start thinking. How many is not telling him? It's like, listen, you're so good.
But then
at this.
That may be tactically a Belgium, like allowing him to do that.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Then that drags him out. You know.
But whatever. I think even when he made the changes, he never makes. It's always player for player, right? It's never like, okay, we need to change this formation or something. Maybe he'll put in a centre half up front to hoof even longer long balls. That's not
which
really.
Which doesn't always work.
It doesn't ever work, no.
Oh, it works sometimes, but...
Yeah. But you, in the 90th minute.
But it can't be a tactic. It can be like last minute.
It's
like,
a last minute
get
call. Yeah.
Get everyone up there.
Just
it's not like...
Chance.
Right, an 85th will, you know. But no, I agree. But here's another thing with Belgium as well. In the way that Conte changed his formation because he saw... Maybe that Wilmot thought... Everything was going so well for Belgium and the goal was going to come at some stage. But maybe he needs to kind of... it needs to change the formation a bit. And I think Belgium a bit one-dimensional.
Yeah, I think talking to the Belgium fan there as well, we asked him, how is it exactly thought in Belgium? And they're not... They are like, we need to get at least to the quarterfinals with this team, but they're not like, we should win the tournament in Belgium.
I thought he said that the expectations were a bit higher.
It's higher, yeah. But...
They were disappointed when they lost to...
Yeah, Argentina. But because they haven't won... For such a long time, teams that won a couple of times, they get these expectations really high. Like Italy always have high expectations of their people, as of Spain now, even Germany always, because they're used to winning.
So
I think Belgium.
No, but I also think it's a golden generation.
Yeah, that's what makes a lot of people thinking we want to. But they don't have pressure of Belgium that if you don't win, it's an absolute disaster. They don't have that, really. But they do have the pressure of getting at least, like, the semifinals. Quarterfinals is, like, the bare minimum. The bare minimum for them.
Yeah.
And talent-wise, it is the bare minimum. The eight teams left, they are in the top eight when it comes to how good they are. But I think a lot of people who really... wants to see them succeed, golden generation, are not expecting less than semi-final, as did he say. But as he said as well, that Wilmots, he has so many star players for the first time that he doesn't really know who to play where. And playing Hazard and De Bruyne, baffled, by the way, but people voted Eden Hazard as the best player of the game. I don't know what game they were watching, but I have no idea whether he's the best player of the game. He did a great run in the end, but that led to the goal. But I don't see him being the best player. But De Bruyne and him, they haven't found a real system to have them both in the team. You see Carrasco, De Bruyne, Hazard changing positions. In the first half, they didn't so much. Yeah. De Bruyne was centrally. All the balls actually went to De Bruyne. He's a cool cat on the ball, man.
He looks like he's playing within... He makes it look so simple.
Yeah, very simple.
You know?
He gets the ball and very quickly has it in control and just leaves it very quickly as well. And doesn't misplace the passes too much and usually open up play. First half was good. Second half, you can see the interchanging quite a lot and it was just messy. Not Lionel Messi, but it was just... It wasn't clean. So I think he needs... And Mertens came in, it looked better than Carrasco. And as he said, it's like Carrasco doesn't play the same it does in Atletico, because Atletico is just a pressure player on a wing. Here he needs to try and, adapt to how Hazard and De Bruyne are moving, and it's difficult for him. So I agree with you, change the formation, but to what?
And how about this? I'll throw this question at you, Adil Fakir, because you are my expert. You are my mentor. You are my lover. You are my friend.
Oh, it's going to happen. Some weird question is going to come now.
No. We've had this rating system, which was brought on by Al Pitcher, trademark, of great, excellent, good.
Yeah.
Okay? Kind of. And you go, well, that can all fit in there.
A good is
I'm
good.
I'm going to say Zlatan used to be a great. He's now excellent.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think he's had a poor tournament. And I'm not getting on his back because it's tough. he has been marked out of the game. Like, even yesterday, they're all over him, you know.
Yeah, and when he gets the ball to four people, then he's all alone.
Yeah.
Because every Swedish player is staring at him, hoping him to solve it.
Yeah.
It looked lethargic, the Swedish team.
Yeah.
I mean, this might sound weird, but it might be a blessing in disguise for him to leave, because the other players have a chance now to try and, you know, grab their place in this national team, because they're totally overshadowed by this huge character.
Yeah.
And you can see when they play, they stop playing when he gets the ball. They just stood
so isolated all the time.
Yeah, because they just look at him and he gets the ball.
I thought he was a bit sloppy with holding the ball up as well.
Yeah, against Italy was sloppy with the passing. Very sloppy. Shockingly sloppy against Italy. It was like four or five times. It was like,
isn't that the name of your autobiography? Shockingly sloppy.
Yeah, I'm going to describe.
Yeah. No, he was terrible. He had a poor game.
Yeah, and you know, it's difficult for him to do much. He was better against Belgium than he was against Italy, for sure. But still, he's not had a great tournament, has he? So I agree with you. He used to be great, and now he's excellent.
I think Isaksson had a very good tournament.
He had a great game against Belgium, and the Swedish fans at the stadium was by far singing Isaksson's name the most during the game, because he had a couple of good saves. And
but now they've got the under 21 team.
Yeah,
you know, maybe this is the time to. Maybe it's the time to miss out on a few tournaments, but get a team going, you know?
Yeah, I think we still harbour the hopes of going through the tournaments. I mean, we didn't have great teams before Zlatan, and we still made it. But we had a couple of good players back then. And that's what we were saying before this game. We look at Wales, that's a way superior team than Sweden, just because of the three players, and then they have team consistency. So we live in a bubble. And we it's amazing that we've come to this bubble because of Lagerbäck's overachievements. Over 12 years, he overachieved a lot. And that put expectations on the Swedish team that we thought that, wait a minute, we're a top side. We can compete with any team because we're a top side. Stupid.
Yeah.
Absolutely stupid. And if you see the Wales, the Northern Ireland, the Ireland, they don't have those expectations. They're like, we got to go for it.
Yeah,
we got to go for it. We have two, three good players, one, two, and we'll just settle down and play as a team. And they've made it.
But, yeah, and they dream a bit more. Sweden felt very accepting of the fact that they... despite the goal last night, I could just see it going out to a 0-0 draw. And for us, we were sitting there going, come on,
win.
Lose 4-0, but have a go. Yeah. And I did actually felt they had a go.
Yeah, they had a go.
But
that's why the goal came in for Belgium as well, because we were having a go.
Yeah, and it could have been a couple more towards the end because they were pushing right up. But when you're watching it live, I mean, it's so easy to be sitting there going, what about there?
Yeah.
But Sweden just seemed to play in slow motion. And I think it is a fear.
Except for 15 minutes in the second half. In the beginning of the second half, for 15 minutes, they played everything with intensity. They won the second balls, but then just goes so slow when they get the ball in the defense. Like, where we go, it comes to midfield and then it just fucking stops. And it hardly comes to midfield. When it comes to Källström, who I still think he's too old now. It's over. Seb, it's over.
Yeah.
Seb Larsson needs to retire, or forcefully retire, or never get picked again.
Yeah.
His international career is gone. It's way, way gone.
I don't think he should make the squad.
No, he should not make the squad.
He can't bring anything. You can't bring him on and he'll do it.
And if you're going to play him, you know what? I'd rather see him than in a central midfield than on the wing, because on the wing he's absolutely wasteless. He's wasted.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a lot of injury crisis central midfield, okay, play him then. But if you injury crisis, but on the wing, there's just no way he's going to play in the wing. And if he's going to play in the wing, it's because you are playing super defensive. Then he might be playing in the wing. But he never shut his flank either games.
No.
He didn't do that. Against Italy, that was the weak spot. And against Belgium, the first half, it was still the weak spot. And we're playing without a winger there, really. We play like a wide defensive midfield.
You're playing with a winger, without a winger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And whenever he gets the ball offensive, if you're like, oh, okay, have a cross, do something. No. Just back 25 meters.
Yeah.
That's what I told you. I think he's an extremely, extremely poor Milner.
Yeah. So now when the draw kind of sorts it out, it could be an England France, it could be Croatia Belgium. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
One of the Copa America semi-finals has now got the final.
Yeah, now it's a repeat.
Same as last time,
it's
yeah.
a repeat as it was in Chile. 2 hour delay for rain, but Chile went out and won against Colombia.
So, 2-0, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2-0. So Chile's in the final
scored
again.
Scored in like the 7th and 11th minute or something. And then they had a player sent off.
Colombia. Yeah, but they apparently controlled the game pretty well.
When you 2-0 up, mate, after 11 minutes, you shut down, mate.
You should, but shit happens.
Couple of domestic things. The Ramsey.
It was linked with a 50 million move to United. I think that's absolute bollocks. I think even if they put 50 million, would he leave?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. How about this? Going back to the Zlatan thing. I'm not a Man United fan at all. But I want to stick it down the throats of English people. This is it. I want him to be brilliant when he plays for United. I can see him being really shit.
No, I don't think he's going to be shit in the Premier
League. Because I think he's played in France and the standard of the defending
is lower.
Is lower than the Premier League. And I think when it goes one-on-one, I just don't think he's missing a few steps. He's not. I'm not writing him off. Don't get me wrong. He could go on and get 30 goals. Who knows? Yeah. But
he won't get as many goals as he does in Paris.
No.
That won't happen. But I still believe that he would be good for them. Okay. I think with Mourinho as well, I think he will be pretty good with them.
Yeah.
What is that? So I think it'll be all right. I think it'll do okay. But I agree with you. I don't think he will never be as in Paris. But I would like to see him succeed in England because they've slated him for so many years.
Yeah. I'd just like him for them to go, bloody hell, he's a good player. But then that brings success to Man United. And that's like,
if I was him or his agent, I still would have fancied him to try to get a move to either Bayern or Real and not be the star. I mean, if he could settle of not being the main striker of those two teams, I would still go there. Last shot of winning the Champions League, and you know, and two great clubs to represent it again, and you know, play Champions League again. I would try that, but that would happen, so he wants to be number one wherever he goes, so.
Pogba, Real Madrid, they're talking like crazy money, like again. 120 million.
I mean, he's linked every summer. Sooner or later, he is going to go. I mean, sooner or later, if something drastically doesn't happen to his career or he gets a really bad injury or something, sooner or later, he's going to leave Juventus for sure.
Yeah.
Especially with that agent. And Real Madrid or Barcelona seems to be the addresses. Well, we'll see what happens there.
Vardy signed a 4-year deal.
Yeah, the big... isn't that like a big blow for Arsenal?
I think he's just showed his loyalty towards them.
And yeah. I think it's great that he did.
Yeah.
He really should have done that.
Yeah.
And I think it's correct move. Okay, go into a big club.
Did he tease with Arsenal then? Was there a...
To get a new contract? Maybe it's the agent thingy.
Yeah, but like, was there ever talk of him going to Arsenal? Or did Arsenal make a bid and then he had to accept it? Or
I think they did activate his release clause.
Yeah.
I mean, every report suggests it did. That Wenger hasn't denied it.
Then Wenger said he's going to stay.
He's going to stay. So even that he even had that to say is that he probably wanted him.
Yeah, yeah.
But for sure, if Arsenal comes up with a bid, he goes to his agent and says, well, beef up my contract.
Yeah, yeah.
And which they did.
Murata
he's done for Real Madrid, but still linked with leaving.
Yeah, he's back at Real Madrid.
Yeah, they took the buyback clause, I think it was 23.5 million.
Yeah.
And he's linked with a 40 million move. So a lot of people are saying that they might have just gotten that. So, you know. But I can't imagine that he would, you know, leave Juventus for Real Madrid to be sold further for them to make money. I mean, there's no way. I think he went there and they need another striker. Lev Kastensov, I think he's better. So he'll bash it out with Benzema.
That's what got Benzema in trouble.
Yeah.
All this football going on now. One of the big, big stories that just broke overnight was Huddersfield Town will play Shrewsbury in the first round of the League Cup. If you remember a guy that we used to have on the podcast called James Mackay, he passed away and then he's returned like 5 times now.
Yeah.
He's got a new dog now, apparently.
Yeah, a dog. So now he's probably going to see him even less because he's got to walk the dog.
So that's our team's battling. This is like his 8th team or something. It's my first team. And Huddersfield's draw in the championship. We start with Brentford at home, if you want to know. And then we go away to Aston Villa on the Tuesday and then away to Newcastle on the Saturday. Hudders!
So I think still that's a great draw for you. I mean, you'd rather play them early on when they're not settled, new players, you know, manager and everything. Newcastle would be difficult anyways, but, you know, I'd rather play them early, man, for you. Straight away.
How Newcastle aren't going to get back out of that league, they should so be...
With Benitez there?
Yeah.
And if they fail, it's ridiculous.
That is hashtag fail.
Yeah, a major fail. Super major fail.
We're going to the airport today. We're flying back. We want to thank Camp Sweden and especially LA Travel
for getting us here.
We've done shows, but thank you, LA Travel. You got us over. You got his match tickets. They're really good for that kind of thing. If you want to go and watch a game,
yeah, it was very organised.
Anywhere around the world, they can sort out tickets if you give them money.
Or shows, if you don't do stand up, you can give them other shows, if you know what I mean.
So, we.
Hashtag lap dance.
This will be the last podcast. We'll have the Saturday, and maybe we'll do one on Sunday.
Yep.
Maybe we'll review the Sunday game, and then Monday as well. So we'll do Sunday and Monday. Enjoy what you've done, enjoy what you have. We're on our way home, folks. Sweden are out. Camp Sweden is now... And we've got money on these bracelet things. You get these bracelets, they put money on, and everything's shut down. So we're actually walking around with a fortune around my wrist.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for sharing. Any questions, if you want to know more, contact Adil Fucky, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.